Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The Leper and Saint Barnabas.
Tomorrow will be the feast day of Saint Barnabas, Sister Solange.
Yes, Mother Genevieve.
You know whom that makes me think of, Sister.
Oh, yes. I was thinking of her, too.
She was one of the sweetest souls I've ever known. Don't you think so?
Yes. And the shyest. And I don't think she knew the meaning of vanity. Oh, Mother, it's 10 years since she died.
That long? I hadn't realized.
June 11th, 1250.
At daybreak, on the feast of Saint Barnabas.
Right here in our convent.
Sister Solange, do you remember the day you first met her?
Oh, indeed I do. Why, you had called me in to meet her.
Sister Solange, I want you to meet our newest candidate. This is Alice. Alice, this is Sister Solange.
Sister?
Alice? She's from Sherbeck. She walked all the way from there.
Through the woods?
Mm-hmm. Straight to the Camera Sancta Maria.
But Sherbeck is the other side of Brussels, is it not?
Quite so.
Does your mother know you've come here?
Yes, Sister.
She brought a letter from her mother. It says Alice has made up her mind to become a Cistercian, and nothing and no one has been able to change it. So she let her go. She has 9 other children to look after, and Alice was determined.
How old are you, Alice?
I'm 17, Sister Solange.
Alice, Sister Solange is our mistress of novices.
But did you really walk all the way from Sherbeck to our convent?
Yes, Sister Solange.
But you look so young and frail. You're not very strong, are you?
I'm very strong.
Really?
My faith is strong.
You think you want to become a Cistercian?
It's all I want, Sister Solange.
But do you know anything about a Cistercian nun's life, Alice?
I know the nuns serve God. That's all I need to know.
And you're quite sure the Camera Sancta Maria is the convent you want to join?
Yes.
There are other convents, you know.
I've chosen this one.
Alice does seem quite determined,
yes,
Mother.
Yes, she does. You know, Alice, it will be quite a few years before you can truly become a nun.
I know.
And while you're waiting, you live with us.
That's what I want.
But we all work very hard here.
Of course. You serve God.
No, it isn't all prayers at masses, you know.
Of course not.
We clean, we weave cloth, we raise vegetables, and we do all sorts of things. Some of them you may not think very pleasant.
It doesn't matter what I do, so long as I am serving God.
I think she means it, Sister Solange.
Well, we'll see, Mother. Come with me to the kitchen, Alice.
Yes, sister.
There are lots of potatoes to be peeled.
Yes, sister.
And a chicken to be plucked.
Yes, sister.
And the floor needs a good scrubbing. And the stove needs cleaning.
Yes, sister.
All right. Come this way.
Oh, Alice.
Yes, Mother Genevieve.
We don't have a vacant cell at the moment. I'm afraid you'll have to sleep in the kitchen.
Yes, Mother Genevieve.
All right, my dear. Go along with Sister Solange.
Yes, Mother.
Well, well. And how long will that last, I wonder? Lasted a long time, didn't it? That generosity.
Mother, I think she was born with it. She didn't have to search for it like the rest of us.
Perhaps you're right.
Remember how she used to wait on us all?
Yes. Till we nearly lost the little humility we'd found.
No task was too mean. Nothing was too hard. And no one could ask anything of her that she'd refused.
Because it was all in the service of the Lord.
Yes.
That's what she used to say. Of course, it's true, but well, the rest of us seemed to forget it from time to time. Alice never did.
She was favored by God in an extraordinary way. Mother, you remember, of course, when she and I were lighting the candles for the Christmas Mass?
Mm-hmm.
She and I had gone to the choir to make ready for the Mass. And we'd lighted almost all the candles when Alice stopped to look at them, all burning so softly, so quietly. And she said,
I'm so happy, Sister Solange.
Are you, my dear?
No one has ever been so happy as I am right now. Oh, how lucky I am. No one has ever been so lucky.
Well, everyone might not agree with you.
Then they just don't know. They don't know what it's like to be here. They don't know the peace and the joy. I'm sorry for them.
You're not sorry that you came to the convent, Alice.
Sorry? How could I be sorry?
Well, you might wish sometimes that you'd waited.
Why should I have waited when I know?
You can still change your mind, you know.
Oh, Sister Solange, I shall never change my mind. Why would I when I've everything I want right here?
And you still want to become a nun?
Of course I do.
And you've never had doubts?
Never. Not one.
Well, most novices do. They have a doubt or two. Now and then.
Do they really? I never have.
Well, let's get on with our work, shall we?
All right.
Oh, how clumsy of me.
What is it?
Well, I knocked down a candle.
Oh, I'll get
it. No. Leave it. It's gone out. Oh, and there's wax on the floor. Isn't that careless of me? Well, I'll just come back later and clean it up.
If you want me to.
No, I'll do it. Let's light the rest of them.
Oh, how lovely the choir looks.
Yes. It never looks lovelier than it does by candlelight.
I should get another candle for the one that fell on the floor.
Oh, we'll get it later.
Well, we can't use that one. It's quite lost its shape.
I know. But later on, we'll melt it down. Well, now, we're all finished, I believe.
How beautiful. How beautiful. My God, how lovely are your tabernacles.
Shall we go, Alice? Alice?
What? Oh, yes.
Well, one last look. Yes, it's quite perfect, except... Alice, look.
What?
All the candles are there. All are lighted.
Oh, yes. They are, sister.
Every one. But what about that candle that fell on the floor and went out?
It must still be there on the floor.
Where did it fall?
Where you're standing.
But it's not here.
sister, it must be.
But it's not. Alice, look, this one in the candle holder. It's a little bent to one side. It's broken, perhaps. Could it be the one that fell?
I don't know, sister. How could it be?
Well, it couldn't, of course. Yet the one that fell on the floor is not there. And this one is here. And Alice?
Yes, Sister Solange.
Does it seem to you? It does to me. That this crooked candle is burning brighter. Really much brighter than the others?
Ah, yes, I remember that little broken candle. It did burn brighter than all the others. It seemed the symbol of her life.
I've always thought that was a true miracle, Mother. The candle had fallen to the floor. It had been extinguished. I saw all that with my own eyes. I never touched it. And I'm sure Alice did not touch it.
If you told her not to touch it, you may be sure she didn't touch it.
Yet there it was, in the holder. And Mother, it did burn with a special brightness that none of the other candles had. It must have been a miracle, Mother. Alice's hymn of praise and thanksgiving to our Lord was answered by this tiny miracle. I'm convinced of it.
Perhaps. Later on, there would have been no miracles in her life, and she was so young. She'd taken her vows when it all happened. I remember I went to see her in the infirmary.
Good of you to visit me, Mother Genevieve.
How are you, Alice?
I'm well, Mother. Except for the red patches on my skin, they won't go away.
You've no pain, no discomfort?
No pain to speak of, Mother. My mouth feels strange inside. That's all, Mother. I'm sure it'll all be better soon.
No, Alice. It will not be better.
No. What do you mean, Mother Genevieve? I must be better soon.
You will never be better, Alice, and there's nothing we can do for you.
Nothing? Nothing, Mother.
My dear child, don't you know we would do anything for you that we could?
Of course, I know you would.
But there's nothing we can do. Because you have leprosy.
Leprosy? It can't be.
Yes, my dear. The red patches on your skin are caused by leprosy, and Alice, they will grow worse.
And there's nothing you can do?
Nothing.
Well, then I must put myself entirely in God's hands, mustn't I?
Yes, my child.
I must give myself to God completely. Mother Genevieve, that will be all right, because that is what I've always wanted to do. To give myself to God completely. It will be all right, Mother. You've no need to worry about me. With you and the sisters to help me, it will be all right.
Alice, you have leprosy.
I know, Mother. You told me.
And they say leprosy is a very contagious disease.
You mean I can give the disease to others?
Yes.
Oh, but then, Mother, leave me. Oh, don't sit by my bed. You must go away. Oh, I could not bear it if I were to give the disease to you. Please go, Mother Genevieve.
Wait, my dear.
Please go, Mother.
Not till I tell you what I must tell you.
What is it, Mother?
You cannot live with the other nuns, Alice.
But, Mother Genevieve, you would not send me away. Oh, Mother, you must not send me away. I cannot live away from this convent. This convent is everything to me. I must stay here. I cannot go away.
Oh, my dear child.
Mother, all my life, since I can remember, I have dreamed of living in this convent, in the Camera Santa Maria. I used to say the name over and over to myself to put myself to sleep. Camera Santa Maria. Camera Santa Maria. I thought of it all the time. How I would come here, and I did, Mother Genevieve. You remember, Mother?
Yes, I remember.
I walked all the way, and you received me and Sister Solange, and you were kind and let me stay. And I have tried to merit your kindness. I have tried, Mother.
My child, you have merited everything and more.
Just to be here with the sisters and to live in God's house and know God's blessing. It was all I ever wanted. And now you're going to send me away.
No, Alice.
You're not going to send me away.
Where could we send you? To beg your bread by the roadside and wear a leper's bell?
I may stay here.
Of course you may stay here. And we will take care of you.
Oh, Mother Genevieve, thank you. Thank you.
But there are special arrangements that will have to be made, my child. And you must know what they
are. Oh, anything, Mother, anything. If I do not have to leave Camera Santa Maria and you and my sisters...
You will not have to leave us, but you will be segregated from us.
What does that mean, Mother?
You may not have contact with the rest of us. You understand? No contact of any kind.
I understand.
I know it will be very hard for you.
Not as hard as to be sent away, Mother. And Mother... Not as hard as it was for him when he was nailed to the cross on Calvary.
Oh, my child, if you can truly believe that.
Oh, but I do believe it, Mother. It's all right. I'm willing that you should segregate me from the others. There. Alone. Away from all distractions. I shall contemplate... with my whole heart and soul, the marvelous wounds of Christ.
Oh, sister, what a dreadful day that was. When we had to put her away out of sight, out of sound, away from us all.
And her food set outside the door. And we wore gloves on our hands when we picked up the plate she'd eaten from. If it had not been for Holy Communion, I think she might have lost her reason, Mother.
No one ever took such comfort from the Holy Mystery as Alice did.
Yet even in that, Mother, even in that, did we not fail her?
I don't know, Sister. It was such a hard decision. You remember how long we talked about it, how we consulted with our superiors?
I remember.
When the decision was finally made, it was I who had to tell her. Sister Alice.
Yes? Who wants me?
It's Mother Genevieve, child. Can you see me through the opening?
I know your voice, Mother.
Are your eyes getting worse, my child?
I can still see light and shadows.
Oh, my poor, poor child.
It's all right, Mother. Soon, perhaps, the suffering will all end.
In God's time, child.
I know, Mother. I know.
Sister, there is something I must tell you.
Yes, Mother.
A decision has been made about you, A painful decision, but one which had to be made.
Mother, you will not send me away from here. You would not do that. I could not live away from here, Mother.
No, sister. No, you will not be sent away from here.
Oh. Well, then, everything is all right.
It is about your partaking of Holy Communion.
The priest comes every day. Every day, Mother. Are you going to tell me that he must not come? Is that it?
Oh, the priest will continue to come every day, Sister Alice.
Oh, then it's all right.
You'll receive the host as you always have, but, dear Sister Alice, your disease is so advanced. We cannot let your lips touch the chalice for fear of infecting the other nuns. You understand?
I understand.
Oh, Sister, God be with you.
God go with you, Mother. Oh, Lord Jesus, what can I do? It is only communion with Thee that sustains me. What am I to do? What am I to do?
Alice. Alice.
Who is that? What is that light? Oh, I cannot see. Yes. Yes, I see something. A great white light. And who is that? In the center, who is it? Oh, speak to me. Please speak to me. I need to talk to someone, please. Are you one of the saints? Come to help me.
Yes, Sister Alice.
But who? Who are you?
Barnabas.
Our saint? Barnabas?
Yes, sister.
Oh, have you come to help me?
Yes, Alice.
Oh, you know that they have forbidden me to drink from the cup.
Yes, Alice.
You know what the Holy Communion means to me.
Yes, Alice.
Oh, what am I to do when I can partake only of the bread and not of the wine?
Alice, know now that where there is part, there also is the whole.
Where there is part, there also is the whole. Where there is part, there also is the whole. Where there is part, there also is the whole.
Strange, Mother Genevieve, that it was on the feast of St. Barnabas that she became so very, very ill.
Not altogether strange.
Well, you remember we expected her passing at any moment.
Yes, but then she opened her eyes and said, I can still hear it. I shall not die tonight. I shall remain on this earth for yet another year. It has been revealed to me. And she did remain on earth for precisely another year, offering her pain to God as a sacrifice for all mankind.
And that year, her sight was destroyed completely.
But she was blessed with many ecstasies and revelations.
More and more, as the end drew near.
Until she breathed her last at daybreak on the feast of St. Barnabas.